You're listening to the Play, Teach, Talk podcast. I'm Tiffany Thompson, a speech pathologist with over 20 years of expertise in working with children under 3 years of age and their families to help them understand language and communicate more effectively. My specialty is in working with emerging communicators with few or no true words to reduce their frustration, help them interact and play with their peers and family, and learn to truly enjoy the back and forth of functional communication throughout their daily routines. This podcast is not intended to diagnose speech-language disorders, but is more of a general set of suggestions for children who are experiencing delays in their language skills. For recommendations or therapy specific to your child's needs, consultation or evaluation with a licensed speech-language pathologist in your city is highly suggested. This is Season 4, Episode 24 of the Play, Teach, Talk podcast. Children are efficient. I went back through my old podcast to see if I had actually teased this one concept out to discuss in any of the previous episodes, and I have not. It was actually part of one of my kind of 10 things episodes that I did in the first season. So if you want to go back to that, I can always link the podcast in the show notes for that. But one of the big things that I always come back to when I'm first working with children doing speech therapy early in their diagnosis, usually if I've got a child especially who has no receptive language delay but does have an expressive language delay, is that one big, big reason that children don't move quickly from gestures or pointing or vocalizing, like pointing to something and going, like that, is because it works. It may not work as efficiently as we know saying a word is going to work, but pointing and grunting, for the most part, helps kids get what they want and need throughout their day without a whole lot of fuss. And when they've been using this for a while and words haven't really come very quickly, or if they haven't really taken to using gestures very much, they might not really see why we're asking them to make that change. It doesn't bother them if they lead you to a pantry and make you go through showing them 20 different snacks before they find the one that they want. And they also don't understand that if they were just to say chips or goldfish or cracker or anything like that, that that would be a faster way to get the actual thing they want. Also, they might be stalling because they need to actually see the physical item before they know what it is they actually want. So if you feel like you're getting discouraged because you've been trying to get your child to use a word, but they just keep insisting on using that gesture and they get a little frustrated or fuss at you or resist when you try to ask them to use a word, it might help just to remember that kids are efficient. They're going to try to do the thing that they, in their mind, think is going to get them their wants and needs met the fastest. And your perseverance, your showing them that there's a different way, that they actually can put their effort into learning how to make their mouth say those sounds that will help them get to those items faster. Once you get that first sign for more, or that first word for fish, if they say fish or go fish or goldfish, and they start to realize they can do it, you've kind of done all of the hardest work that you need to get them over that hump. Just a thought of something to kind of help you get past that next time that you're asking your child to use a word or use a sign and they've got their arms crossed or they're telling you no or they're running away.